Blackstone Publishing presents Conviction, the murder trial that powered Thurgood Marshall's fight for civil rights, by Denver Nix and John Nix. This book is read by Ron Butler. For Linda. Yes, there's a limit to the despot's power. When the oppressed looks round in vain for justice, when his sore burden may no more be borne, with fearless heart he makes appeal to heaven, and thence brings down his everlasting rights, which there abide, inalienably his, and indestructible as are the stars. Friedrich Schiller, William Tell, 1804. A note on sources. The story recounted in these pages is drawn from many different sources, some more reliable than others. They include contemporary newspaper accounts, previously published books and academic articles, interviews with individuals directly connected to the people or events described herein, transcripts of court proceedings, correspondence between the individuals described in these events, the author's observations of people and places, and, in rare cases, the author's inference regarding what seems reasonable or obvious in the context of events. For instance, that a bailiff, a grown man, would bend down to allow an 8-year-old boy to reach a Bible while being sworn in as a witness. The transcript of court proceedings has been reproduced faithfully, with minor corrections for spelling and punctuation, when such corrections don't alter the facts or tone of the speaker or of the proceedings. In reproducing the court's account of proceedings, we have left out some testimony and some long lines of questioning where they become tedious, do not advance the narrative, for instance, questions asked to establish the precise geographic location of one building in relation to another, or are not germane to the story. We have also, at times, left out some questions and answers between the attorneys and witnesses in cases where questions are intentionally redundant to keep a clear record for the court. For instance, this exchange. They were burned? Yes. All of them burned? Yes. Where did you take them? Has been shortened to, they were burned? Yes. Where did you take them? In rare cases, we have combined questions or answers to clarify and reduce redundancy as well. For instance, this exchange. Did you see W.D. Lyons in the quarters that day? Do you mean New Year's Day? Yes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?